Well, so we're continuing tonight in Pirkei Avos. We find ourselves in Pirkei Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Omer, Nechunya ben Akana said, Kol makabal alav ol Torah, whoever accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, ma'avirin mimenu ol malchus va'ol derech eretz. They remove from such an individual, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes from such an individual, ol malchus, the yoke of the government, and the yoke of derech eretz. Derech eretz in this context really means earning of a livelihood. But whoever goes ahead and throws off the yoke of Torah, they place upon him the yoke of the government and the yoke of derech eretz. So the Rabbi Yonah explains something very beautiful over here. He says, what does it mean, kol makabel alav ol Torah? What does that wording mean? He says it refers to someone, ultimately again, who makes the pursuit of Torah, the pursuit of spirituality, the prime occupation and prime goal in his life. The idea of the Mishnah is when a person makes the pursuit of spirituality the prime objective in his existence, then ultimately the Ribbono Shel Olam clears the way for such an individual and removes the obstacles and removes the impediments which would sometime prevent a person from spiritual actualization. And that's the meaning of the Mishnah. So a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, meaning I make Torah something, and Torah means the pursuit of spirituality, something core and central to my existence, then ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that the government does not conscript such an individual, that such an individual is not occupied with other needs of the government that would normally cause him to neglect his spiritual pursuits. And the same idea, person makes the acquisition or actualization of spirituality a primary endeavor, then ultimately, va'ol derech eretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean he doesn't have to work, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow such a person to see bracha even in a lesser amount of work. Conversely, a person who throws off the yoke of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, if the pursuit of spirituality is not something that is of primary importance to you, then I don't have to clear the obstacles in life from your way. So literally the Mishnah says, such a person, they put upon him the yoke of the government. He's going to be bothered with a whole bunch of things. Va'ol derech eretz, similarly again, he's going to be occupied with the pursuit of his parnasa, of his livelihood. See, what the Mishnah is really coming to sensitize us to is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for from us is not only our efforts, but ultimately, again, our priorities. What is my priority in life? If my priority is Torah, if my priority is spirituality, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help with the actualization of those priorities. Conversely, if my priorities ultimately are other things in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, it doesn't have to be sinful things, but if it's not the right priorities, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol does not feel compelled to clear away the impediments and to clear away the obstacles. We now continue with Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa ish kfar Hananya Omer. Rabbi Chalafta said as follows. Sarah Shiyoshin ba'oskim Torah, Shechina Shiri b'neim. When 10 people sit and learn Torah together, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, rests with them. Shene Amar, Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. We know if only 5 people are sitting together and learning Torah, that ultimately again the Shechina is with them. Even if 3 people are sitting together and learning Torah, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, resides with them. How do you know even 2 people are sitting and learning Torah together? Ultimately, the Shechina resides with them. As nidberu, yirei Hashem ish areo vayakshe vayishma. V'inayin afil echad. How do you know even 1 person who learns Torah, the Shechina resides with them? Shene'emar, b'chol hamakom asher askir eshemi avo elecha v'irachticha. So Rabbi Chalafta ultimately bringing psukim, whether you're a group of 10, a group of 5, a group of 3, a group of 2, or even 1 individual, any time that a Jew goes ahead and pursues spirituality, the Shechina resides within such a group and even such an individual. Aye, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, if at the end of the day, if the Shechina resides with 1 person, then it's of course going to reside with 10. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, obviously, when a group sits down or when the group convenes and ultimately pursues spirituality, so pursuing spirituality within the context of a group is a force multiplier, right? My efforts are amplified because not only is it my efforts, but I get to go ahead and literally kind of ride the wave of the efforts of others as well. But lest you think that you could only become spiritually accomplished in the context of a group, therefore Rabbi Chalafta teaches teaches us that even when one person learns Torah, ultimately, again, the Shekhinah resides in their midst. Okay, Shkai Chavon will stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.